We're learning Chof Tes and Beis and Brachos. We're toward the bottom. And today our focus is going to be all the halachos that pertain to Tefillas HaDerech. Before we get to that, let's begin about 8 lines from the bottom of Chof Tes and Beis with the words Omer Le Eliyahu. So Eliyahu said, L'Rav Yehuda, Ach V'Rav Tzolach Hasida. Then he said the following two statements, and then he gets into a third statement about Tefillas HaDerech. First of all, he says, Al Tirtzach V'Al Tacht. A person should not get angry. If a person does not get angry, then you're not going to come to sin. And on a simple reading, it sounds like getting angry in itself is not sinful. It's brought down, actually, in the Chidah. The Chidah tells us that is one of the worst negative traits that a person could have, the trait of kas. And he says that what it's referring to over here is not necessarily just being angry, just stam, sorry, for no good reason, but even if your anger is
for
a good reason, even though it's l'shem shemayim. For example, let's say you have a student that isn't learning properly, if you can imagine.
What?
If you have an entire
only
class.
Only one? That would be good.
That's true. You'd be thrilled, right?
I would be very happy.
I guess the Chidah was a different type of teacher.
Anyway. You have to say Geras HaRamba.
That's right. He says, right.
Once a week, Sunday.
So he says that even with something in which perhaps is L'Shem Shemayim, you're still not supposed to get angry because you'll end up using that anger for other things which are not productive.
That's what got motion in trouble.
Because of, right, it's true, right. So you have to, that's the idea over here. But he's not telling us that anger in itself is not sinful. That's how the Chidah says, Al Tirtzach Al Tachati, it sounds like don't get angry and you won't sin. Right? It sounds like if you are angry, anger in itself is a sin. I mean, that's also the idea. When a person's angry, they're not thinking. You're not thinking, you're not going to necessarily do what you're supposed to do, so you end up being sinful because of that. Okay. If you come up with the other ones, let us know. Then the Gemara says, Al tirbi v'al tachati. A person should not get intoxicated. And if you don't get intoxicated, then you'll be less likely to sin. And furthermore, the Chidah says, it doesn't mean just getting blasted for no good reason. But even if it's L'Shem Shemayim, it's L'Kavod Shabbos, the Yom Tov, right, all these wonderful excuses / valid reasons. Yes, these are all very valid reasons. It's L'Kavod Shabbos.
Right.
L'Kavod Shabbos. It's
nice to have a drink on Shabbos.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. But he says that if a person drinks too much, then you'll end up, even if it's L'Shem Shemayim, it may end up not being L'Shem Shemayim.
You look like love.
Yeah, there you go.
But look who came from Lot. Look, that whole thing.
Mashiach.
You can't say that.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't know that.
We said from a rod to the favor, so
at the time, you're right. Okay, so those are the two first little pieces. And then, here's the thing in which is focused on for the rest of the Gemara. Ukshi'ato yoitz l'derech. When you go onto the road, himolech b'koinich, let's say. You have to consult with your master and go. So what does that mean? My himalach b'koinich would say, I'm a slave, I have to ask my boss permission to take a little vacation. What does that mean? So Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Chista, Zu Tefillas HaDerech. So this is the source, the primary source in Shas of Tefillas HaDerech, that we have this wayfarer's prayer that a person should say at some point while they're traveling because of some level of danger that they can encounter upon the road. So on this, the Gemara asks, "My Tefillas HaDerech, what is it? We know what it is, but what is the nusach? What are the words? Yehi ratzon lefanav Hashem Elokai." And you'll see this is all written in Lashon Yochid, because I'm the one on the road. You're not on the road. So it makes sense that this is the language. that you should take me to peace. Furthermore, that my steps that I take should also be in peace. Should support me in peace. That I should be spared from any enemies that will ambush me upon the road. And a blessing should be placed upon my hands. And you should grant me anyone who sees me, I should receive blessing. So this is the nusach of the bracha, as at least the Gemara thinks it should be recited. So in this, the Gemara says that's not correct. Omer Abaye says, listen, even though it's true that your prayer is meaningful, but it's so much better to change it to a different language. Abaye says, "L'olam l'shtativ inish nafshei b'hadit tzibur." A person should never be parishman tzibur. You never separate yourself and do things alone. Once you're a yachid, Hashem looks at you as the individual. Instead, you should combine yourself together with the tzibur. Hechi neimah. So how should you say it? Yiratzam ofnech Hashem elkeinu shetoylichenu l'shalom. That not I, that but rather we should be taken in peace. We should be supported. We should be protected. And as you look in the top Rashi on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, l'shata b'nafshei, Ali spalel tefila katzar b'loshin yochid. You should not pray daven in a singular language. El b'loshin rabin shimetoch kach tefilas onishmas. Your tefila will be more likely to be accepted. Of course, that's our whole Shemoneh Esrei.
If you're
listening,
you're in trouble.
Right.
What do you mean?
Shatolichaini. Oh. You know, where they daven. You know. What about Moda Ani Lefanech? Is going to say the same thing? Why should
But when we're dealing with a tefillah, and the most famous one is our Shemoneh Esrei, everything is Lashon Rabbim.
Right.
Shema Kaleinu, Refoeinu, Baruch Aleinu, even though
we supposed to think that we're one small person of many. That's the same tefillah that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur when we must follow. That I am one of many.
Right.
And, you know.
Right. Right. Yeah, and that's as we discussed numerous times, is the koyach from a minyan, is Hashem doesn't anymore look at our tefillah, He looks at all of us collectively, and therefore, instead of pinpointing on us as a specific... Yeah, so therefore, it's the same thing when it comes to tefillah sederach. When you are in a troubling position, you're in a makom sakana, it's certainly better that you should mention it all in Lashon Rabbim, which we're going to see in halacha shortly, and there's a tremendous amount of halacha based on this, that in fact... Our minhag is, it's in Lashon. What?
It's Lashon Rabbim.
Lashon Rabbim or Lashon Yachid?
What?
Tefillah Sederach. You have it there? Well, in the art scroll center, says Tefillah Sederach on page 222. Shetoli chenu l'shalom v'tatzi denu l'shalom v'tagienu, all these are in plural. That you should lead us toward peace and place our footsteps toward peace. Give us guidance toward peace. It's all Lashon Rabbim. That's the proper nusach. We do paskin like Abaye. That's how it should be done. If in fact you did it as Lashon Yachid or Yotze, we'll see that shortly in Halacha. Hey, so that's the first part. The first part is we've been introduced to the actual Nusach of the Tefillah. The question is, Amos Matzah, when do you say this? Well, we already said, when you're on the road. But What does that mean?
Well, you sit on the road. You come to shul in the morning, that's on the road.
Yeah.
You have to say it just to go a couple blocks to the end.
Possibly, yeah. Or maybe it means you have to go across the country, across the world. So, Omer Rabbi Yaakov, Omer Al-Chista, so he says as follows, Mishah Shemahalich Baderech. So the question that's being asked over here is, at what time do you start saying this? So he says, from the time that you are on the road, at that point is when you should start saying Tefillah Sederach. Now, ad kama, until when, is the time in which one could still say it, or that should they should say it. Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Chista, ad parsa. You have until a parsa, which a parsa is translated loosely as a few miles. There's different opinions. It's about 3 miles. I wrote down on the halacha sheets 2 different opinions. But it's about 3 miles. What does that mean, until 3 miles? What does that mean? So this is where we get into an interesting dispute.
Yeah, because do you have to say within 3 miles? If you're going to go less than 3 miles, like I said, you're going to have to say it. Or over 3 miles, that you know.
Exactly. That's the question. What is that? What exactly, the Gemara we just read, what does it really mean? So we have 2 opinions in Rashi. And based on these 2 opinions, we're going to see a lot of halachic sources shortly. On the 3rd line on the top of La'amud Amud Aleph, Ad Parsa is up. It says, you have until a Parsa, which implies, according to this first opinion, of a lol achar shahal of Parsa. So let's say a Parsa is 3 miles, and you're driving from here to Pittsburgh, I don't know. So according to this first opinion, you only have the first 3 miles to say Tefillah Sederach, right? If you look in Rashi, Avol lol achar shahal parsa. Once you've already gone the first parsa, which you've already gone the first leg of the trip, according to this opinion, Tefillah Sederach can no longer be said. Tefillah Sederach, according to the first opinion of Rashi, which is very hard to understand, and I'll discuss why in a second, after you've traveled one parsa, you're no longer allowed to say Tefillah Sederach. That's how he interprets what the Gemara is saying. Now, the problem, of course, if you're still in a Makom Sakana, you're driving 400 miles, and there's always potentials of car accidents and whatever. The question is, so why after one parsa, according to the first answer, can you not say Tefillah Sederach? It's kind of hard to understand. It's strange, and that's the reason why perhaps if we look at the second answer, which is brought down in Rashi, is more accepted among many of the Gedoli Achronim. Says Ubahag Mefarish, Ad Kami Yavakesh Leilich. How far do you have to go? Sheisarach L'spalel, that you'll need to daven. No, it doesn't mean that if you're traveling from here to Pittsburgh, you only have the first 3 miles to say it. No, that's not what it means. It means, how long is the whole journey? How long is the trip? Thank you. Is the trip just from here to 116th Street? So you don't have to say Tefillah Sederach. But if it's a trip which is from here and it's a 20-mile drive, we're going
to
see it has to be from the outskirts of a city. So it has to be that there's no homes and things. So that makes
it. So it's outside of New York City altogether, you're saying?
Yes, we're going to see in Halakh exactly. But
and then you worry about, what about today? We have the Northeast Corridor, which is pretty congested, going from Boston all the way to Washington.
Yeah.
You know,
right, that's the question. Right, bridges, right. Once you Right.
And there are people who say when you go on El Al, they say you don't say Tefillah Sederach when you're going up. No, you have to go a little while, then you say that. So it seems to be the opposite.
Oh, really?
A lot of people. I thought they say
we'll see.
The most dangerous time is when you're taking off and when you're landing. I've heard people say you don't say it after you're flying a little bit, after a certain amount, then you say
it. You see, the first opinion of Rashi is not like that, clearly, right? There's actually questions about saying Tefillah Sederach on a plane in general. We'll discuss that shortly. But the point here is that, again, according to the first opinion of Rashi, you're supposed to say the very first leg of the trip, the first few miles. According to the second opinion is, no, it's talking about how far the trip is in general. If the trip is less than a parsa, then you don't have to say it. You don't say Tefillah Sederach. But if the trip is at least a parsa, then you do say. Afil ein lo leilich ella ad parsa. Even if all you're traveling is this distance of a parsa, which, again, is about 3 miles by foot. But if you're traveling less than this amount, then you don't have to daven. You don't. What's the lashon? Ein sarach, which doesn't sound like you're really not supposed to say the bracha.
Let's say look at that thigh or some of these other words. Really, you know, and there are Jews living there now. It's a funny thing. You walk a block or two, and you have it's a makom sakana.
Yeah, to get your mail, you have to say tefillah there. So, but it, regardless, apparently there's not just this inyan of danger, but it's also being away from your surroundings. And therefore, it has to be a certain distance as well. Of course, if a person is in a... There are other tefillos, there's a tefillah katsara, or there's other tefillos that we can say if they are in a... they feel endangered, but the tefillos haderech, in the very term, is you have to be a traveler. Right. If you're in danger, we already established that it's tefillah katsara that you can say.
Well,
there's different prayers you can say.
Tefillah is a pretty short tefillah altogether, anyhow. You know.
Right. But you have to be the key is the second word, derech. You have to be traveling. You know, it's not just me getting some milk from the local store down the block. That's what you would think, right? But that's not the case. Okay. All right, so that is the second part. So far, the first thing we discussed briefly is the language of the tefillah. The second thing we discussed is exactly when it should be said. Either according to the first explanation of Rashi is it has to be said within the first few miles of the trip. After those first few miles, even if you're traveling all the way to Israel, right, you can't say it anymore. That's what it sounds like from Rashi. At least maybe that's a lot. Some say it's only lechatchila, maybe b'dieved, it's still okay. Second answer has to do with the actual physical distance of the trip. Okay. Now the question is, how does one say it? After all, in the Shemoneh Esrei, we have to stand certain parts of tefillah, we can sit. What's the din when it comes to tefillah sederach? Going back to the Gemara. Vehechi matzile. So how are we supposed to daven? How are we supposed to say it? So Rav Chista Omer Me'umid. Rav Chista says you're supposed to be standing. Rav Sheshes Omer Afil Mahalech. Rav Sheshes says no, you can even travel. Even while you're in the midst of your travels, you can still say Tefillah Sederach. So this is a heated dispute between Rav Chista and Rav Sheshes. And that doesn't mean that they didn't travel together and go on vacations with one another. So therefore, Rav Chista and Rav Sheshes have Kozi Be'urcha. Rav Sheshes and Rav Chista were both traveling on the road. And if you look in Rashi for some reason points out some physical impairment that Rav Sheshes had. Rashi says, Rav Sheshes, Me'or Inayim Havi, which means that his eyes were very much filled with light, which is a euphemism.
He was blind.
He was blind. Yeah. Rav Sheshes was blind. Why do we need to know this detail? For the following next part as the story unfolds in the Gemara. Back in the Gemara, come Rav Chista got up, and what is he getting up for? Come Matzli, and he's davening. Now, what is he davening? Is he davening Shemoneh Esrei? Is he saying Tefillah Sederach? Now, Rav Chista Lishitasi would say that he should be standing, and that's what he did. So only Rav Sheshes said Lishami to his servant, Mike of Rav Chista. What's Rav Chista doing? Because he didn't understand what was going on. He knew that Rav Chista was, who knows, maybe he's getting the newspaper, I don't know. So what's Rav Chista doing? So, and that's the reason why Rashi has to say that he was blind. Like, what do you mean? What is he asking his servant, what's he doing? He's look and see, he's standing, because he can't see. So he told Rav Sheshes, Koi, he stood up, Matzli, and he's davening. And it doesn't mean he's davening Shemoneh Esrei, we just daven Shacharis, and now we're on the road, must be saying Tefillah Sederach. So the Rav Sheshes get angry. Rav Sheshes says you can even say it while you're traveling. So listen to this beautiful answer. Omrei, Okman Nami Ladidi, let me also, I should also rise, the Atzli, and say Tefillah Sederach. Mios Tov, Al Tikra Ra. If we can be good, if I can do something which is good, then Al Tikra Ra, don't be called bad. So what basically Rav Sheshes is saying is that not that there's anything wrong with stopping and standing for Tefillah Sederach, but it's not necessary. But if I'm already stopped anyway, and we're not moving, because Rav Chista has this minhag or he paskins, whatever it is, that you have to stand, so I might as well stand as well. It's better to stand still. And in fact, even though it's not brought down anywhere in halacha, but a person's driving and saying tefillas haderech like this, it's probably worse than text messaging and driving. So certainly the inyan of stopping, there could be also removing yourself from sakana in and itself. So that's something to be aware of as well. If we look in Rashi, Rashi says, Mios tov al tikra ra. To be good, don't be called bad. Hoyel v'ani yochel espalom obit. Since I can daven, in other words, I can say tefillas haderech, standing, shahari chavarti oimedes, though my friend Rakhist is standing, lo ikra ra. Why should I be called bad? L'espalom mahalich v'afil shehutar. Even though I know it's permissible to say tefillas haderech while moving, doesn't make a difference. If I'm able to stop because my friend has stopped already and we're traveling together, I might as well stand standing as well. If you look in the top Tosfos over here, Behev Matzila, that feels the derech koi. This is referring to feels the derech. Rav Sheshes Omer feel mahalik. And as we said, Rav Sheshes feels that even if you're in the midst of traveling, it doesn't matter. You can still say tefillas haderech. But kaimel and Rav Sheshes, we in fact do paskin like Rav Sheshes miu. However, it's brought down to step Rav Yosef Rav Chista. Others do paskin Rav Chista. The chain Rav Ilfas perished Rav Chista difulei tfei. That it's better to do like Rav Chista, which again means similar to what was being said by Rav Sheshes, is that in the case that you're able to stop, then it's certainly better to do so. But if it's not something which is possible, then you don't have to. Okay. So anyway, so this whole inyan is an interesting concept of being good, right? And don't be called bad. It's brought down. Then after this, we'll look in the Shulchan Aruch. There's a tremendous amount on this. Brought down Rav Chaim Berlin Zatzal. He says this whole inyan of being good and not being called bad has to do with the whole inyan of tircha. He says that in the event where there is no tirda at all, where there's no trouble of you stopping and standing, then you should do so. So, lamashal, a person is, I don't know, let's say in a car, right? So, and the person stops anyway to get some gas at the very beginning of the trip. So then you might as well get out of the car and say tefillas haderech. That's not a problem. Then you should do so. However, he says, let's say a person is riding. Let's say you're riding an animal. In that situation, certainly do not need to get down. We don't hold that's necessary, because you going off of this animal and then going back up it, that is considered to be tirda, and that's not something which is necessary. And he says also, even if a person is walking, a person is mahalich baraglov, he says, im ikuv amidaso yitiridaso, mutum tvosterach mahalich. If you stopping is going to be some trouble, let's say you have to get from point A to point B at a certain amount of time, or you want to make sure you're traveling in the daytime, you don't want to wait, you want to just keep on going, in that situation, it's considered to be tirda, even though it's a short tefillah. Even though it's a short amount of time. What? Tirda, he says, the language of tirda. You're right, it sounds, maybe you're concerned, you're worried, Yeah.
Torud.
That's the language he uses, not tircha. Tirda, which also has to get. You have to realize you're traveling. You're nervous. If you stop, especially in the middle of the forest.
Why don't you do it before you start the trip?
Well, that's the question. Exactly. When can you say it even before you even start your trip?
Right.
Now again, Rashi says you should say it within the first 3 miles. Does that mean you should say it immediately? We're going to see different halachos and different opinions on that.
What if you change your mind? You don't go on the trip then. That's you. Once I'm gone, I'm gone. I know I'm gone, Mike, but
something comes up in the
I'm getting into the car and I'm going.
So you're going to see there's actually some people that are mockbin like that. They actually will say it once they're in their car and they haven't even driven yet. Some people say that that's already considered to be the beginning of the trip, even if you haven't yet moved. Some people say that that's acceptable. Others say that you have to wait until you're already outside of the outskirts of the city. So we're going to see exactly what the...
One person can be mostly everybody else in the car.
Yes. That's also, it's a dispute whether you should say it yourself.
Well, exactly.
You say Rob, exactly.
Now, when you do paskin that, it can be done by one person. He might say others.
On your machine, you use that. Batman had a machine that he presses a button and it says.
Oh really? Yeah. Well, I'm not sure if that works, but
right?
Yeah.
There is a discussion about Tefillah Sederach on an airplane. Yeah. Interesting. The whole concept they actually derive the whole concept of Tefillah Sederach, where it can be said and which travels from Kan Sipor, about taking away the mother bird, because it says when you find the bird when you're walking Baderach, you're on the road, and it says that when it comes to birds, only birds have a derech in the sky, but no one else. That's what the Gemara says. It says, Avir lo nikra derech. For us, the sky is not considered to be a pathway. And therefore, some people will actually felt, based on that Gemara, that you're not supposed to say tefillas a derech in an airplane.
It's like we talked about a discussion last Sunday about turkeys, that they didn't know about certain pieces of turkeys
right.
weren't kosher because they didn't have turkeys in Israel or something
right.
like that.
Right.
It was a new thing, so people didn't think about it. Same thing with flying, you know.
Right.
Shemayim, Shemayim, Lashar, Arsene, Sandal, Neyadam, fine. But at that time, we didn't have
right.
friendly skies,
right.
so we didn't know anything about
right.
it. So
right.
it's...
And a lot of the Mefarshim, they say that that's has nothing to do with the word derech, has to do with sakana. Right, the whole concept is not derech; it's danger. And traveling in an airplane, there's a certain element of danger involved. Right, so therefore he says that it's necessary. Very interesting. According to the Chabad movement, the Rabbi Schneerson paskined that you should say tefillas derech, assuming that it's you don't live right next to the airport, while you're traveling to get to the airport. And to alleviate this machlokas. So some people actually will say tefillas derech, they're about to fly to Miami, they'll say it while they're driving from here to LaGuardia or something like that. I don't know. But there's different opinions whether or not tefillas derech is said on the plane. Of course, we paskin that that is done. Now the question is, other modes of transportation, ones which obviously the Gemara is not familiar with, including cars, including trains, so that actually is going to be brought down. The Mishnah Berurah does discuss trains, as we'll now see. In the short amount that we have, I'm not going to go through all of this. We'll begin it, and then we'll move forward.
What about traveling on your bike?
Could be.
What about running?
That's similar to a donkey or a horse.
Apparently, yeah. That's. It may not be as much of a trouble to get off, but. Apparently, again, the whole Indian of stopping is not necessary unless there's no troubles whatsoever. So, there's a whole bunch of stuff up here. This is found on the primary source in Halacha. Tefillas Sederach is found in Simen Kuf Yud. And the last line, which is Siv Dalid, we already actually went through together some of these other Sifim together, but now we're up to Sif Dalid, which discusses Tefillas Haderech. So it's three pages. The first page, Hayotzi Laderech, the person who's traveling, Yispali Hiratzim Ofanecha Shemolkeinu Melkevotenu Shitoli Teinu L'Sholem. So you see clearly, as Abaye paskined, as Abaye said, so we do that. It should be Lushin Rab V'Sarach L'Amra. Second page, B'Lushin Rab. It needs to be said. Blush and Rabim. It needs to be said in plural. So, if you go back to page 2, just for one moment, the very last line in the Mishnah Berurah says, Ubidiyavad, Yatsa afil im amar kol hanusach blush and yachid. I mean, obviously, if you have the Tefillas Haderech actually in front of you, just a machshtik to say in lush and yachid is wrong, because Bidiyavad, so l'chadchila should be done, it should be said in lush and Rabim. And Mishnah Berurah on page the second page says the reason for this parish kol nusach shel tefillas haderech, the entire nusach of the tefillas haderech should be in lashon rabim shemitoch kach tefilaso nishmas yoser, which is almost verbatim what Rashi said, that our tefillas will be more likely to be accepted. All right, now even though we can you would think the next Mishnah Berurah is connected. But let's continue in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch continues on the top of the second page. Ve'im esher yamod melelech kishiyomra. Says if it's possible, doesn't say it's necessary, but if possible, you should stop, and say Tfilas Aderech in that fashion. V'im ha'yoroche, but if you're riding, whatever that means, ein sarach leirei, you don't have to get down. That's what we discussed a little bit, the whole idea of some level of trouble and your mind being preoccupied. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah. B'loshen Rabim, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'davka b'tfila ha'kful Rabim. When it comes to Loshen Rabim, the only time we're going to put a prayer, or anything in plural, is only if it's a tefillah which the masses say. If, let's say, I have a very specific request for myself, in that situation, you don't say it in Lashon Rabbim because it's silly. Because I have a very unique situation which only applies to me, no one else in the history of mankind. So for me to say my prayer in Lashon Rabbim is just not true, because Hashem is not going to be tapping into my tefillah and hoping that others will be answered, because I'm the only one that needs to be answered. But when it comes to a tefillah like Tefillas Aderech, even though I'm the only one on the road, but it's a tefillah that numerous or everyone says at one point in their lives, therefore it may be said in Lashon Rabbim. Furthermore, there are other people that are probably traveling the same day you're traveling, so therefore you're connecting, even though you're not in the same room, maybe not in the same country, but you're still connecting with your tefillah to another Jew. The Yasod b'Torah b'Derech, and this is a sidebar, he says you should learn Torah while you're traveling. For Amar Mahalik b'Derech l'fana l'ibul v'atolol l'chay b'nafsho, a person needs to learn Torah, or else it's something which could be detrimental for them. Avolo ya'ayin b'halacha dilma asi l'itzrudei, a person should not learn in depth, because otherwise they're going to possibly take a wrong turn on the highway. It's dangerous, which is actually one of the interpretations that Yosef gave. Right, that he gave his brothers, that they should not be overly involved in halachic matters. Okay, but learning a little bit is not so bad. Because I'm going to Abraham, the Ashtar of Yosef Agola, let's say you're sitting in a wagon, or you're on a train, or you're a passenger in a car, or you're in an airplane. V'ish acher manhig hasusim, and someone else is the co-pilot, hopefully not sleeping. Share afil iyun. You're allowed to learn, of course, even in depth, because you're not the one holding onto the reins. So what's the difference? Od mashma gemara, it also implies, the mahalach b'derech, while traveling, sarich lahariv atzma ma'at. This is kind of interesting. You shouldn't be so full. You shouldn't travel on a full stomach. Why? Use your imagination. A nice bumpy road, and your delicious full your stomach, which is full, may not be full much longer. You need to be careful, everyone. You should have sufficient provisions on the road. Even if, let's say, there's a bunch of gas stations with a bunch of chocolate bars and stuff, you should always have ample supply of food in the car. But darach, it's possible you may get a flat tire, you're going to be stuck, and you're going to be stuck and hungry. So it's interesting, halacha, you have to be sensitive to pack food whenever you're going on a trip, even if you think you're not going to need that food, because you never know. Anyone who's God-fearing, when we leave l'derech to the road, sheikach imo hatalos tefillin shelo. Always take your talis and tefillin. So what do you mean? Of course, if you're going away for a 7-day vacation, is that a yor shemayim? Right. That's the inyan over here, I think. Right. A feel who naisel makim karoy. Even if, let's say, you're only going a short distance, v'datul asar yom, and you're coming right back to Bell Harbor that day, pen yikra eza mikra v'yavatul hamitzvah. You'll end up losing out in this mitzvah. So you may end up being stuck on the road, and you're going to be stuck without tefillin. Or you may lose your luggage and get stuck without tefillin. So, all right, you carry them. A Yerushalayim carries their tefillin onto the plane. The Amunoseinu Harabin, because of our numerous iniquities that, unfortunately, violate, Yesh Oivri Derachim Shein Leichin Iman Afil Tefillin. Some people, they'll go on a nice vacation, and they'll go to a shul, and they're like, why should I pack my tefillin?
bottom.
Yeah, the shul. I'll use the shuls to fill them. Hopefully, no one else has the same thing in mind, or else we're all in trouble. There'll be a whole Congo line to bar tefillin. V'sayim chanatz m'shebederach yishol mi'acherim, I'll bar my friends. V'avoinim gadol, it's a huge avera. Ki yahar mipa'al mimatzi sh'al yidei zeh oibrim zman kriyeh shema tefila. You may not find it on time, you'll end up missing out on davening. Oh, furthermore, sh'loichin tefillin mimash mimash sheba b'yodam, you're going to be given a pair of tefillin. Then makbidin imakesha shel rosh ulefi midasai olo. So you may have a very thick, swollen, big head, and the person may have had their head shrunk by whatever people do that. And yeah, probably. And you're going to borrow their tefillin, and you're not going to be wearing them properly. So therefore, that's an issue. Obviously, there's more to discuss. Let's just see these next two lines, and we'll stop. And we'll discuss more about tefillas hederach next week. He says that when it comes to how you're supposed to do it, it's better to stand still. Says the Mishnah Berurah. However, im ikuv amidaso yat rido, you see it's the same lashon of tirda, if you stopping is going to cause you to be torud and preoccupied and wondering and scared, you don't want to have your car stopped in the middle of a dangerous neighborhood. They're going to think maybe your car broke down, and all of a sudden you'll become best friends with a whole bunch of, In that case, it's better to keep on driving, maybe even through some red lights, or while you're sitting. So therefore, you have to weigh the situation. If there's no tirda at all, if it's not an issue, then you should say it. It's not a problem. Otherwise, you don't need to. And therefore, when you're riding, ein sarach leirid, you don't need to get down. Shiridaso ve'eliyaso toradaso, as we said before, going off the animal, getting up, that is a problem. Eliyamiga behema melelech imefshalai. You can at least stand still from the animal riding. You may not, better not to ride the animal. Maybe it's at least better to stay physically on the animal. The animal doesn't move, but at least you're not getting off the animal, because that's going to be troublesome. And this way, it's like almost like a pshar a little bit, some compromise. Shim yirchav haru kumahalich. Because if you're riding it, it's like you're walking. V'adim liyoshi ba'agala, if you're in a wagon, shein sarach leiri, don't get down. Elaham inasusi mimeshalo, stop the horses from riding if you're able to do so. And therefore, that is one of the ways, one of the exceptions. We're going to have to see that. We didn't really get into that at all, exactly the proper time, which is going to be said. We'll see that in Mitzvah Shem next week. We'll stop here.